cause. We here, we here, we here.
Rain down, undefeated. Heads high, we completed every mission of the season. It was up to us to believe it. Put in time, sweat and tears. Dream big, made it real. Ran the play, ran the field. Dropped the bombs, it's a battlefield.
Round of applause, we here. We here, we here.
We the ones, you the sons. We the kings, you the puns. We making history, marathon. We got the keys, Farrakhan. Shooting for greatness and not at all. We up on the rise and we never fall. 50-0 and we standing tall. Made weather in the spring and fall.
Round of applause, we here. We here, we here.
What's facilitating, man? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. King 1033, so I see that's me, you dig? Say, check this out, man. Welcome to Thermo Nation Forever Radio, right here on Chop On It Radio Network System, man. We getting ready to get it in tonight, man. We going to unload a lot of new music, man. We always talk about diversity with the music, right? So we got to be able to showcase that when people tune into the show. So we got a lot of music, man. Some of them never before played on Thermo Nation Forever Radio, man, right? So we're going to mix them in all in the mix, man, from different genres, man. We're going to show a lot of motivation, a lot of inspiration, and salute to all the artists, man, that have submitted their music in MP3 or WAV format. And if you haven't, you can do that at choponitradio@gmail.com. And dig this, man. We placing, man, certain songs, man, in Thermo Nation Forever Radio Classics, right? And when your song get placed in that, man, it'll forever be in rotation doing shows, man, different shows for the entirety of Thermo Nation Forever Radio, man. And to make that happen, man, Cash App us, man. Cash App, $Mr34, man. Hit us with that $40, man, and your music will forever be on Thermo Nation Forever Radio, no matter what. We got you. Cash App, $Mr34. $40, man, and you in there. You dig? Now, man, we're going to chop it up. Also, man, we're going to chop on Oklahoma's first oil refinery. We're going to chop it up on Oklahoma's first oil refinery. We also going to break some information down for artist stage presence, man. Just stage presence, just some tips out there, man, to refresh a lot of artists out there, man, is going to get into performing and doing these things, man. Just some tips and some information that you might be able to use to help make your performance that much better. We also going to chop on this $55 billion. This $55 billion, man, that the United States is sending out over the next couple of years or whatever. So, man, we're going to get off into that. And you know we got to keep it 100K or no way right here on Thermo Nation Forever Radio. You dig? Now, we're going to get into some of this music, man. We come back, we're going to break into the Oklahoma's first oil refinery. Oklahoma's first oil refinery, man. A lot of history right here was going down. Y'all know how we do it. We're going to keep it on you, man. Now, this right here comes from Sidlicious, man. Sidlicious right here. All right, Sidlicious. Different little swag, different feel. But we mix it all. We want it all. I don't give a damn what kind of music you do. We're going to play it right here on Thermo Nation Forever Radio, baby, because that's what we do. Sidlicious. That's a real man fighting. Let's go to work.
First day of school, you was kicked out of class. Flash forward to fifth grade, and he could barely pass. His daddy never offered when he needed help with math. One day he said, son, I'll be right there. Then he left and never came back. I see a little lost boy with a tear in his eye. And he studies so hard cause he knows he can fly. And he's trying as hard as he can. Now his mama's so proud on graduation day. But he's crying inside cause daddy never came and moved on. Now that takes a real man. Fresh out of high school, he meets a blonde waitress. One night of passion brings 9 months of stress. Working minimum wage, can barely feed a house of two. 3 jobs now and it's bearing down, feeling trouble he never knew. I see a little lost boy with a tear in his eye. Thoughts are running away and leave his troubles behind. He looks down and takes his son's hand. He says, Bobby, I promise I'll never leave. Won't make the same mistakes my daddy made with me. Now that takes a real man. Finally gets a raise at the factory, and he sets his goal helping his family, and puts his faith in God to see him through. He works so hard as the years fly by, and he watches his son go through college for ride and graduation. Daddy's in clear view. Lost boy with a tear in his eye, and he thinks of the day he thought of leaving behind all he worked for, all he has now. So glad he never made the choice that he'd always regret, and the tougher things got, the tougher than he did. But that takes a real man. I see a little boy lost with a tear in his eye. Looking back in the mirror, his heart's filled with pride. Cause he did the best that he can. Now his kid's got a wife and a son of his own. Every little league game, they're there to cheer him on. I said, hey, that takes a real man. I said, hey, now that's a real man.
Right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio. That was, man, first time spinning right here on the show, man. That's a real man fighting. Now, this next song right here, man, I like this next song. Told y'all, new swag, a little bit of different vibe, man. Shouts out, man, to all my country music lovers out there, man. We're going to rock this show, baby. Let's go.
Sundress and cowboy boots, bent over the table shooting pool. That's what I'm talking, hey babe. I got my quarters lined up and I'm on deck. Grab a pitcher of Miller while she racks the set. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm just looking for some fun. I got my blue jeans with a skull ring, dipping my head to the country queen. Forget this beauty, come on, let's dance. That's what I'm talking about. We're lit up by the neon, but Double fists and shots while we bump and grind. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, and we're shutting this place down. I got my blue jeans with a skull ring, dipping my head to the country queen. Cowboy rebel out on the scene, and things are getting loud. Fans play my favorite song, and all the guys and girls start to sing along. The country queens, cowboy rebel out on the scene, and things are getting loud. Bands play my favorite song, all the guys and girls start to sing along. Everybody let the ears out, that's what I'm talking about. Eugene, Scoring, tipping my head to the country queen. Bands play my favorite song, all the guys and girls start to sing along. Everybody let me hear you shout. Everybody let me hear you shout. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right, son.
Thank you.
right there was Celebration. The one before that was That's What I'm Talking About. Man, make sure, man, y'all hit my inbox, man, and request that Sid Licious, man. You going in, man. We ain't done. We got a whole lot more for you, man. Sit back, relax, and smoke on your sack, man. Let's get it.
This is
Company, organized in March of 1905, built the finishing plant near this site in November of 1905. It was soon producing lamp kerosene, lubricating oil, and industrial fuel, the beginning of oil refining in Oklahoma, a leading industry today, man. You dig? The beginning of oil refining in Oklahoma. Muskogee Oil Refining Company, man, organized in 1905, man, 1905. So that's on the oil refinery, man, right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Muskogee Oil Refinery led to opening, man, a lot of oil refineries across the state of Oklahoma, man. And if you know anything about Oklahoma, if you don't, you can Google them. You'll see how many different oil refineries and those type of things that they got all over, man. So that's some pretty cool news for y'all, man. We got a lot more. When we come back, I'm going to drop off into this stage presence, man, and we're going to get into a couple of things that will help you perform, you know, to the highest peak of your abilities. Sid Licious, Dance-a-thon.
Let's dance.
thoughts was whispered in the wide-eyed air. Say that I'd scare you, I never would hurt you.
That's a crucial moment for you because you right up in front personal, especially with the people that's there, man, in the venue, right? So you got a rare moment to connect in with them to really grab their attention and make a lasting impression on them, man. Everybody say the first impression is everything, too, but you want to leave that lasting impression so they can go and want to go check you out or want to go look you up, find if you got videos or all this type of stuff if you didn't get a chance to get that information out. Right, so performance, man, it's going to show a lot. Yeah, a lot of opportunities can come from you having a great stage presence. You know what I mean? First thing, man, it's a lot of things you can do, but practice. I'm going to say that. For me, I feel like, man, a lot of artists don't practice enough. Practice your stage performance, man. Practice your stage performance. It don't matter how small the show is or how big the show is, man. Practice your stage performance, man. When you got time, just rehearse your songs while you're moving around like what you would be doing performing. That way you can know where your breathing is and get your breathing down. But we're going to get into all that too. But practice, man. Practice make perfect, right? So analyze your show. Analyze your show, man. And I'm breaking it down to you, man, from the experts. The first step that they took, man, towards improving their show, man, was begin recording every single set and then listen back to it or watch it, you know what I mean, so that you can analyze yourself, right? You can analyze yourself. You can see where you are doing, what you're not doing. You can see a lot of these things, man, and you can pick up on it and you can get better at it, right? So all you got to do, you can get your camera crew. Now, iPhones, man, you got your phone. You can have your partner or somebody close film your performances. That way you can go back and sit down and look at those, go over it, analyze it, critique it, man, see what you can do better, see what you need to maybe drop off, any of that type of stuff, right? So you can see where you can see the things that you need to step up, and you can see where you at, right? So record it, man. Record it. And then once you do those things, when you're working on changing those things, practice them. Practice them and see if it worked for you, right? Also, man, you can compare your performances to other people's performances in your lane that's grabbing the crowd's attention or that the crowd's reacting to, you know, in a good way. You don't want a bunch of awkward silence between your songs because the energy gonna die down, right? You don't want to know if it's silence in between one song coming on of yours after you just finished and the other song getting ready to come on. You don't want no silence in between there, right? You don't want no silence in between there, man. So you got to figure out what you want to do in between songs if you had that problem come up. If that problem come up, man, already be prepared, man, to interact with the crowd, interact with something, man. Be able to do something to fill that gap of that dead space or to fill that gap of that just that dead air, right? And another big thing, you got to keep the same energy up when you create your transitions, right? Your transitions in between songs. You got to keep that same energy up, man. You got to keep the audience engaged. You got to, and the way you can do that, man, is, again, practicing a lot, man, practicing a lot. But you don't want to have a far, far performance in your first song, and then say you're performing multiple songs or just two songs, and then your second song is not as good a performance as your first song. Now, if you ever watch any of the major artists, man, that's performing, you know, the major ones, man, you'll see when they perform and they perform multiple songs, their energy is the same. Even though the songs may be talking about something different, their energy is the same throughout the whole entire performance, right? No matter the different songs. So transition, go check it out, man. Go look up. I'm giving you the gist, and these are some things that you can work on. You gotta work on keeping up the energy when you transition into your music, into your song, right? So you know what I mean, it's a lot of things you can do for that as well, man. You can, like I said, engaging with the crowd is always a good one. You could even talk about, you know, your music. Hey, what made you want to even write this song or do this song? That type of stuff, man. It's a lot of different things you can do. If you had that awkward silence, that way you can still keep their attention. Because if you lose their attention and you let that energy die down, then people are suddenly not to pay attention, right? Another big one. When you perform it, and you didn't perform a couple times, you're recording yourself, you've been working on a few things, look at what songs are your strong songs and what songs are your weaker songs. And get rid of all performing all your weaker songs. Don't perform none of your weaker songs. Perform only all your strong songs, man, because them is the ones that's going to give you the best chance to gain what you after, man. And you want those followers, you want those listeners, you want those viewers, you want to be able to sell your merch, you want them to be able to buy into, you know, what you got going on. So if you notice that a couple times you didn't perform this song and the crowd really ain't react like you like, or one time and the crowd didn't really react like you like, yeah, you can double back on it with a different crowd. But you got other songs that are stronger that you're like, oh, they was feeling this type of song. Boom, there you go. Then you know what energy on the songs that you make that's going to move the crowd. So sub out them weaker songs and put in your hard, stronger songs, man, your hard, stronger songs, right? Them is going to be the ones that's going to help you gain. You're going to gain. People going to more remember you by those songs more than they will on the weaker songs, man. So that's a big one, too. Also, you got to know what type of music is fitting for the event, for the occasion, right? So you're going to have to do your song selection. certain songs are meant for events and parties and these type of things, and certain songs are not. You know what I mean? So you gotta know which songs those is, and that comes with picking your stronger song. A lot of artists, and it also helps you with your diversity. If you only make a certain type of songs about certain type of, and you're going to be performing, well, that's your opportunity right there to push yourself a little bit and make a party song, or make a song that you know that, or you feel like that'll move people in the crowd, or move people in the club, man. And it ain't got to be all your songs, but you want something that's going to touch them, bring their attention in. If you got three songs, if you're performing three songs, man, and I used to tell people this too, if you're performing three songs, right, two of them songs right there got to be the knockouts. You know what I mean? Two of them songs got to be the knockouts, man. That one in between that, they're just the water bottle to wet their lips. The other two got to knock them out the park, both of them. Got to knock them out the park, right? Some people say all three of them, and I agree with that too. But your song selection, and your song selection is going to also help you gain as well. It's going to also help you gain. A lot of the events that we threw, man, we put themes on them. You know what I mean? A Night of Passion, Kings of Flow, you know what I mean? This type of stuff, Battle of the Singles, these type of things. Well, a lot of people do these to kind of help artists to, you know what I mean, showcase their diversity. Because if you have these type of things, then you usually will want your performers' music to lie somewhere in those boundaries of that theme, right? So you don't have to worry about leaving your artist out there to dry, or even the artist not knowing really what's the vibe or what they should perform. If you doing a party type vibe, then boom, they know the party theme. All right, I need to come with my music for a party theme. You know, if you doing on some gangster shit, then they know, okay, cool, boom, I need my vibes and my music to be on some gangster shit. You know, if it's on some whatever it is, they know. Right, so that's another way that you could do it too, man. Whatever the theme of the event is, black and white event. A lot of people do a lot of black and white events, and they have performers there. Well, you know, at a black and white event, you want to do something real nice too. You know what I mean? You probably don't want to go with your hardcore street, you know what I mean, rap like that, but you want to go with something probably deep, something connecting, something exciting, or something like that, something mental, whatever it is on those lines that'll grab that attention. So your song selection for the type of event that you performing at, that right there is going to help you out a lot, right? That's going to help you out a lot, man. And remember, while you in the venue, work the venue. But on the stage, man, also you can work the stage. You can do things. You can add things into your stage performance. We was talking about this earlier, too, man, with an artist, man, that came in today. You can add in. A lot of people got a lot of friends. Y'all know a lot of artists, a lot of rappers, man, know a lot of females. They know they got a lot of partners. They got a lot of homies. Grab you a couple of them, man. Get your little dance team together, backup dance team together. And when you go perform, man, come out with them and have them dancing while you performing. Have them doing their routine while you doing your thing. If you're not really the dancing type, or you're not really the active type like that, then, you know, you can add some things in like that in there too, and be the only one on the roster that's doing it. You know what I mean? That'll make you stand out, man. Now we're in an era where a lot of videos get showed. So that video gets showed, you just really rocking the stage like that. It's all kind of promoters. It's all kind of opportunity out there, right? So if it's all kind of opportunity out there, and it's all kind of people that steady on the internet, steady on social media, just watching, then they come across your performance. Boom. You up there, you got the dancers, you dressed the part, you looked the part, and you performing the part. And also, not only are you doing that, you got your stage presence. And then everybody else ain't got that. Man, you just did something that caught somebody's eye, an opportunity to follow. You know what I mean? And that's good. That's key. That's key, because that means you being different. That means you stepping above and outside the box and above the crowd. That's another thing that a lot of people look for as well, though. But for your stage performance, man, it's okay, man, to go ahead and add dances. We had a transition to where a lot of rappers used to get dances, right? They used to get female dancers to dance with them while they was rapping and these type of things. And then it kind of transitioned to where it became rappers and all they homeboys, right? But I'm going to tell y'all rappers something, man. I'm going to give you a piece of advice, man, and this is gold right here, man. That's cool. That's cool, right? But it's something about a woman. It's something about a woman, man, that up there with you performing or part of your set that can elevate your performance all the way up way better than any of your homies that you're going to have on the stage with you, you dig? Unless they dancing and jugging and jerking on the floor and doing all that shit. Unless they doing that right there, man, get you some, incorporate you some women into your performance, man. Get your performance team. Really get on your shit, because you got to remember, this is what you choosing to do, and this is what you choosing to be great at. You want to go all the way up to the top with this, right? So as you go up, man, and even when opportunities come your way for you to move up, you're gonna have to perform, and you're gonna have to perform at those levels that is gonna get you them opportunities. That's gonna keep you going higher and higher and higher, right? Right now you could be honing them skills in. Right now you could be finding who you are as a performer, your creativity, and the things that you can do with your body, things you can't do. Well, all this with your wardrobe, your image, all of that, man, you could be honing in right now. So you got to take it serious. But your stage performance, don't ever let an opportunity pass you without doing or giving it all that you can on that stage or when it's time to perform. Right? And don't ever keep just giving the same type of performance. Try to add in something. Get you a signature move, a signature saying, a signature question, anything, man, but get you something that you can throw in there that it keeps your stage performance a little spicy. You know what I mean? Something extra. Just something that, you know, people can't always pinpoint. Okay, he gonna do this. Okay, he gonna do that. She gonna do that. She just gonna do this. Nah, you wanna keep them guessing, man. Keep people intrigued. Keep people attracted to what you got going on, and that'll help you relay your message that you doing, the message you pushing through your music. That'll help you too with gaining their attention so that they can hear you, and then you can, you know, turn them into fans. But we gonna get into some more shit, man. Y'all already know. Right here, Femo Nation Radio, it's the King, baby. 1033 South Street, that's me, you dig. Let's get back into this shit. Licious. This that Moody, baby. Let's jerk.
Every time
delicious suicidal queen's hearts. Told you, man, we got you this way.
I know a girl, a little girl, and she's on every medication in the world. One day she laughs, the next she cries, and I only think to be her alibi. How could I have known what was hiding behind? All of the glitter, the innocent eyes. If there's no point, and there's no reason in this world to curse, and she won't eat, but something's eating in this little girl. Someone should warn you of this in advance. Who would have thought that she'd give me a chance? The exes of the world in anything that don't go right, but tell me of a planet to collide. I tried to go, but she won't let me leave. Locked in her lips, tastes just like cherry cream. Manic, depressive, inside her, become falsely blind.
Muskogee, Oklahoma, man, 3600 West Broadway, man. Stop by, tell him the mister told you to hook him up with a pre-roll, man. Let's work.
Just switch it on. work a hard life, trucking day and night, just to make my ends meet and feed my appetite. I got family to be fed, bills I have to pay. Who's the guy that said I'd be better off this way? Now when I come home from a week-long drive, I got a pretty little lady with my clothes and chaps. But the last time I was home, I opened up the door, and she was rolling around with some bacon on the floor. I said, hey, little puddin', tell me what's cooking. Hope it's something nice and sweet. But since I came around and you fed another hound in another TV dinner cuisine, so I grabbed that other dog by his collarbone. I said, boy, you got some balls eating in my home. He said, sir, I must oblige, I really didn't know. But that girl you call your wife sure can make my tootsie roll. I said, hey, little puddin', tell me what's cooking. Hope it's something nice and sweet. But since I came around and you fed another hound in another TV dinner cuisine. All I ever wanted was a T-bone steak. Yeah, baby. But I never thought I'd see her with that shaking face. So I shouted at my wife, what the hell's going on? She said, boy, you had it coming, being gone so long. I need love you never give, words you never say, and honest when you're gonna like it better anyway. I said, hey, little puddin', tell me what's cooking. Hope it's something nice and sweet. But since I came around and you fed another hound in another TV dinner cuisine, I said, hey, little puddin', tell me what's cooking. Hope it's something nice and sweet. But since I came around and you fed another hound, it's another TV dinner cuisine. It's another TV dinner, another TV dinner, another TV dinner, another TV dinner cuisine.
Them. Spotted like I'm on the run, I ain't like the rest of them. I follow my own trends, collecting the dividends. there on the plate. Bling, bling.
Say, y'all know y'all rocking with the King 1033 Sassy. It's the Mr. Baby. Let's work.
Anyone can tell me where she going for the night. She's so sexy, so fine. She divine from a 6-inch heels up her spine. Her chart always up and to the right. When shorty see a mountain, all she think to do is climb. I just wish she would be mine. Nothing else to do without time but fly off to an island, the furthest we could find. Just reminded, it's all in my mind. So inclined to give what she wants. I hate to watch her walk away, but love to see her strut.
She got it going on, she glowing like a diamond. Pure beauty and so strong, she's a star shining. No, she can do no wrong. Watch her as she struts, she struts, she struts, she struts everywhere she goes. She struts, she struts, she struts, everybody know. Now watch her as she struts. Yeah, she looks so good, I can't deny. Want to approach her and ask if I can slide in her life. Or will she walk away with my heart?
It's so hard, she's so sharp, she cuts to the core, pure like a work of art. So she's sculpting the future one moment at a time. And if you want a minute, get in line with the rest. She the best, she ain't letting nothing stress. When she make the right choice, making sure there's nothing left. Can't measure up, never be enough. But I keep on reaching for the bar and she just keep on strutting.
She got it going on, she's glowing like a diamond. Pure beauty and so strong, she's a star shining. No, she can do no wrong. Watch her as she sets, she sets, she sets, she sets everywhere she goes. She sets, she sets, she sets, everybody know. Now watch her as she sets.
I don't know about you, but I'm on my grind. If it ain't about money, don't waste my time. Gotta stack every dollar and save my dime. To the top, little buddy, it's where I reside. Where you reside? At the top, little buddy, it's where I reside. Where you reside? At the top, little buddy, is where I reside. I'm on the highway, nigga, and I'm ducking the trooper. Rather die saying I tried than live as a loser. So you live by the gun, die by the Ruger. Did it my way, please don't cry at the funeral. I'ma get us on the island, catching tans, moving 28. Wish it was 1,000 grams, but I'm up late. Trying to catch every lick, gotta keep a pistol on me, cause these niggas talk plenty shit. But I'm a grown man, no time for that silly shit. I don't do much, give me a Dutch and a pretty bitch. She can smoke all night, yeah your boy flies over. That's right, I'm on my flight, I won't change. Been this way all my life, well prepared, cause pressure still does bust pipes. I'm dead wrong, cause it's so hard to do right. Surrounded by fast money, bitches and blue lights. Everything's a gamble like playing with two dice. If life is a bitch, then let it be two.
rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. I drank Millers, but killers shook hands with these. Any haters wanna try me with the ultimate test, but I'm coasting, feeling like an ocean at best. On my grind, play boy, I'm soaking the stress. Wait for me to fall off, try holding your breath.
I don't know about you, but I'm on my grind. If it ain't about money, don't waste my time. Gotta stack every dollar and save my dimes. To the top, little buddy, it's where I reside. Where you reside? At the top, little buddy, it's where I reside. Where you reside? At the top, yeah, little buddy, yo, it's where I reside.
Most of my life, I live straight-laced. Like the display shoe, looking into a mirror like how could I misplace you? Many times it's been said people change, but never will it be me, echoing in the back of my brain. I wake up, right back to the pain, staring at a jar full of coins, wondering if things will ever change. Consequences that I can't outrun, tapping my shoulder from behind, not to be outdone. Final notices pile up, credit score diving toward the bottom of the hole that I'm in. And my alternatives are not illegal unless I'm caught with this package in the car. But my tag straight, city sticker in place. No tent, not bent, doing the speed limit. Seatbelt on and I even check the taillights. So please, Lord, don't let me go to jail tonight. And if I catch one, don't let me go to hell tonight. Modern day foxhole prayer brought to you by the street life. And if you will enough to fill these lines, watch your step, cause you might not get to recollect next time.
I don't know about
yes.
you, but I'm on my grind. If it ain't about money, don't waste my time. Gotta stack every dollar and save my dimes. Cause it's top, little buddy, it's where I reside. Where you reside? At the top, little buddy, it's where I reside. Where you reside? At the top, little buddy, it's where I reside.
Brits off records. Demo, you already know what it is.
Schooler. Y'all already know what the vibe is. I'm on the beat.
I just got that ass and testicles. Tone on the beat.
I'm on a mission. I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up. Piling it up. Busting out a rubber band. I'm on a mission. I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band.
Yeah.
I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money.
The money.
I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money.
Oh,
I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money.
Yeah.
I go hard for the riches, I'm building these bridges, I'm focused on building this business.
This business.
I'm running a marathon, that's not a sprint, workload never ending.
Never.
Keep telling myself, don't never break,
never.
But I might do a little bending.
Maybe.
Keep doing my part, the sky's the limit, you know the roof. Keep writing these rhymes and spitting these bars to the whole world, feel them.
Yep.
Collecting the check and making deposits, I call it investing the lick. Put out three singles and a whole album and building it up to a brick. Still living good right around town, yeah, I still stay with that stick. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band.
Yeah.
I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money. I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money.
Yeah.
I gotta have it, I want the money, we just need all of the money.
The money.
I see the vision, this how I'm living, working these steps. Stone Town building,
yeah.
Running back, call it prime time. I'm the real deal, no wild side.
Yeah.
Work around the clock, no downtime.
Yeah.
Getting mine like I know how.
Uh-huh.
I ain't in the plan, in Becky Jack,
yeah.
Recipes, then she taught me that. Keep it moving forward, never looking back.
Never.
Blue hunters in a knapsack.
Knapsack.
Paper checks where the stash at. Fuck niggas with their chest out, not doing nothing with their slack ass.
Black
they
ass.
Already see what the vibes
the
is. They already know what the lies is.
Lies
I'm always repping my area code, y'all already
no,
know me.
That
now I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up, busting out a rubber band.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission, I gotta get it, hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it
this
up, busting out a rubber band.
Flames, why you start rapping, bruh?
You was giving them niggas hell. Trust me, dog, I ain't hurt for nothing. I had a half a million back in 2012. Sold plenty bricks, sold plenty bells. My VA bitch bought me plenty sales. My Charlotte bitch bought me plenty sales. My amigos love me, I never fail. I get caught, I never tell. What you say, I never tell. You say it's beef, I drop a bag. Them hundreds blue like full of flags. Them ARs got extended mags. My shit is cooked, your stupid ass. My new bitch got a stupid ass. My foreign whip go super fast.
I'm on a mission, I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up. Busting out a rubber band. I'm on a mission, I gotta get it. Hustling hard for this bag. Counting it up, piling it up. Busting out a rubber band.
Say, man, check this out. When we come back, man, we're gonna get off into this $55 billion, man. This $55 billion. But I got to jam my famo, man, Wild Dallas, Mr. Exclusive, because this shit right here, this whole mix, man, this shit been a vibe, baby. Let's work. Mr. Exclusive with that vibe, man. Make sure y'all go check him out on all major streaming platforms, man. Stream that boy music right there, you dig? And YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive. Go stream that boy music, man. Y'all already know he got that jerk fluid going on. Now, let's jump off into it, man. Let's jump off into it. We got to touch on this right here, man. A lot of people talking about it. Some people like, if you don't know, if you do know, we just get it in, man. The U.S. pledging tens of billions of dollars for Africa, man, right? Big shout out, man, to VOAnews.com, man, for this as well. The United States plans to commit $55 billion to Africa over the next 3 years, according to the White House official. The announcement comes as the administration of President Joe Biden hosts a two-day meeting with African leaders. Speaking to African leaders Wednesday as the business forum, President Joe Biden, he said, the United States is all in on Africa's future, and he announced new trade opportunities and infrastructure commitments, including for clean energy and the digital economy. Improving Africa's infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shocks that we've seen in the past few years, Biden said. The U.S. president is facing some criticism for not interacting individually with the visiting African leaders. The administration official said soon Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and some cabinet secretaries will individually be visiting with Africa for detailed discussions, man. So $55 billion to Africa over the next 3 years. $55 billion over the next 3 years, man. You know what I'm talking about? That right there, man. And if you've been keeping up with what's going on, it's a smart move on depending on what side of the football you on. It's a smart move because on one hand, you fell out of being a pivotal top trader, you know what I mean, with the continent of Africa, you know what I mean, in these certain countries. You dig? Because that's another thing, man. When they always speak about Africa, they always just say Africa, right? They'll never tell you which country inside of Africa that they talking about. And to me, man, I feel like they got to start changing that right there, man. They got to start dropping the names of these countries and things like that. And they might not be able to name them all, but they got to start doing more than that, right? Because you don't say certain things when it comes to other places in the continent, you know what I mean? You do say the country's name or you do say these type of things. So I feel like they need to start doing that with when it comes to Africa too as well, especially for politicians, man, and people in power and our government leaders. You know what I mean? Our government leaders, dog, they got to start being able to do these things. They can't just keep saying the country's name, dog. You got to start saying some of these countries' names and that shit too. You got to start saying that shit, man. All right? It's 2022, man. We're getting ready to go into 2023. You got to start saying that shit, man. Y'all been saying Africa, man, to describe certain different countries and all of that, man, since y'all been talking and wearing suits and ties. It's time to change that shit, man. Time to change that shit. You got to start throwing some recognition, man. You got to throw some recognition to their countries over there, man. Throwing their countries acknowledgement, man. Acknowledgement and also equal respect. And I can dig that. You know what I mean? I can dig that on that end. But again, when you fall out of being the number one trading partner, and then you say on another team that's sitting back watching the game, see that you fell out of being a trading partner, and over time they crept up to be the top trading partner. You'll make a move like that to try to stop them from proceeding with that trading partner. And that other trading partner just happens to be China. You know what I mean? That other trading partner just happens to be China. So Africa and China, I believe China has moved into Africa's number one trading partner, whatever, man. And it was U.S., you know, us, but we fell out of that. We fell out of that. So this move here, you know what I mean, is something to probably try to regain that and to also limit China's, you know what I mean, progress, profits, forward progression in that aspect of being the number one trader with Africa. I agree, man. I heard African leaders, a bunch of African leaders speak on different things, man, concerning different issues and topics, man. And I agree with a lot of some of the things that they say. Me, myself, I know, man, Biden them ain't been talking about giving a damn about Africa this whole damn time, man. They're just keeping 100K with no blow up. Biden ain't said nothing about no Africa. Or trying to be really rocking with Africa like that, man. That ain't been a big focal point of his, man. That was just threw in there, you know what I mean, once China moved into position, that was just, you know, doing that. Yeah, they had talks and stuff, but like the African leaders have stated too, man, and all them talks all the resolutions and ideas has always been on our behalf, right? Always been on our behalf. It always works out in our best interest. And over there now, they tired of it. Now, they want to be able to go back, sit down at the drawing board, come up with redesigned new ways to look at it where they're treated equally and fairly. And I dig that. I dig that. They don't want to be used guinea pigs no more. They don't want to be on the side to where our country tells them, okay, this is how it's going to be. You take it or leave it. No, they want to be represented fairly and treated fairly and equally. And I can dig that. And our country shouldn't have no problem with doing that because that's what it's about, right? It's about everybody being able to be treated fairly and equally. So when we go to these countries, man, I know it's in our best interest for these places to do this and these places to do that. I know Biden also spoke about, you know what I mean, like the infrastructure and things like that that has to get better over there. And it's essential to our vision. Improving Africa's infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shock that we've seen in the past few years. Our vision. But what's their vision? They might got a vision for their own place. They might got a vision for their own people, for their own land, their own business, just like the GMOs. A lot of the GMOs is being trying to be pushed over there, man, is what BT made. So it's a lot of that being pushed over there, and they ain't want it because a lot of farmers already produce it over there, and they don't need to import it to where they have to keep buying and keep buying and keep buying from over here when they already produce it there. See, there's a lot of things going on that they don't really just bring to the light, man, and shit like that. But, you know what I mean, I feel like that right there is something crucial because you got to pay attention to what's going on. And I ain't against them doing what they're doing for Africa. But what does that tell you, us black African Americans right here in America? What is that telling us? What is that telling y'all? What is that telling us, our people here? Right? They said to build the infrastructure. It's being made. What did it say? Improving Africa's infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a strong global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shock that we've seen in the past. So what about the hoods and the ghettos and the slums and the homeless people right here in the United States of America? Oh, come on, they don't want to talk about that shit. What about the homeless people right there by the White House? What about the homeless people in Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas and New York and Utah? What about the homeless people in America? What about the people that's unemployed? What about all the issues that we face, the crime and all of this right here in America? If you can spend $55 billion over the next 3 years to help improve in Africa's infrastructure because it's essential to your vision of building a stronger global economy. So Black Americans, I don't know about y'all, but to me, that right there tell you, they ain't gonna never, they ain't looking at us. That's like a slap in our face. That's like a slap in our face. You say, why is that? They got $55 billion to spend over the next 3 years, man, and help Africa, which is a great thing for them, a great thing that they doing that. They need to do that type shit, right? But then they turn around, and they need to put $55 billion right here into the inner cities, man, into some of these places and some of these states and some of these things like that that need that or could use that. Come on, man. We had schools that was closing down because of less funding. We got food programs that stopped, that ceased to exist. Y'all don't want to talk too real. We have food programs that stopped, man, because of funding issues. It's been a whole lot of things that stopped because they said they didn't have enough funding to do these type of things. The state ain't got this or this ain't got that or this ain't got that, but they got $55 billion to send to Africa over the next 3 years. Ain't that something? Where that money coming from? Oh, but we ain't had none of that money when these schools was closing down. We ain't even had none of that money when people was asking for raises and shit like that. We ain't had that money, right? $55 billion over the next 3 years. Is you kidding me? But you can't put that $55 billion over the next 3 years right here at home, right here at home to help say this. Check this out. They can even call it like this. To help African Americans, predominantly communities, infrastructure is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shock that we've seen in the past few years. Repeat that. Improving the African American community is essential to our vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shock that we have seen in the past few years. Now, what if Biden had said that? What if Biden had said that right there? What kind of message would he be sending to the people right here in his own country? Y'all voted for this man. Y'all voted for all these people. And $55 billion can be generated over the next 3 years to be sent to Africa, which we already stated is a good deed, is a good thing. It's a good thing for them. But if they got $55 billion to send over the next 3 years to their asses over there, they got $55 billion to send to the black communities right here in the United States of America that's still going through shit from the shit that they done. Still going through the effects. Still feeling the downfalls. Still feeling the hardships. Still feeling the struggles. Still dealing with the racism. Still getting treated unfairly, unjustly. Still getting murdered. Still getting all this stuff is still happening right here in our country. And you got $55 billion over the next 3 years to send over Africa. But you mean to tell me, Mr. Biden, government, everybody that make those rules and decisions, feel like they all big people. You mean to tell me you can't put $55 billion into the urban communities and the minority communities in the United States of America to do what? Strengthen the global economy so that it can better withstand the kind of shocks that we've seen in the past few years. Come on, man. You switch around that African infrastructure and put your African-American communities in that infrastructure. Your Latin community, your Spanish communities, put that in there. Your black and brown communities, put that off in there. But you can't do that because that's being too real. You can't do that because that's never going to be, that ain't in your plans to do. But that's a slap. And African Americans over here, it's a slap in all our face. It's a slap in all our face, right? When it's actively people still fighting for reparations. Still fighting for reparations. Because you got $55 million to send over there to build the infrastructure. And we feel that. We feel that. But let's be real. Let's be honest and let's be truthful. We all didn't come from Africa, man. Hey, man, the history, the facts has all been proven, right? We didn't come from over there. Some of us didn't. A lot of us did. A lot of us originated from back over there in bloodlines and stuff. But a lot of us didn't. You know, some of us out here didn't date back to Africa, right? But they still went through the hardships of slavery. Their family, their ancestors still went through that. Still there, still in their blood, still, you know, their ancestors had that, they passed that hurt down, that all of that down been passed down all the way up to now, man, just like on the other side. Now, it's a slap in all their faces. It's a slap in all their descendants' faces. It's a slap in all their ancestors' faces. It's a slap in all their faces. That's just crazy. It don't make no sense, but that's how they do us. That's how they do it, right in front of our face. And every time they turn around to be voting time, they get out and they give us our black stars, our black leaders, and they tell you this is the only way we can make it better. We got to all get together and we got to vote. And we got to vote inside a system that is rigged against us. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Just get out and vote in a system that is rigged against you. Nah, man. Nah, man. They tell you your vote matters. Now, I agree with that on certain degrees, on certain levels, man. I feel like on your small levels, yeah. Your major levels, hell nah. If it won't be proper or politically correct, no, sir, I do not believe in the major scale voting. No, sir. No, sir, I do not. Why? $55 billion is going to Africa over the next 3 years. Man, I see what's going on out here all over the country. I see there's a lot of people out here hurt. A lot of people struggling. A lot of people just getting by. A lot of dilapidated buildings. A lot of abandoned houses. A lot of no rec centers. A lot of no kid centers. A lot of none of this. A lot of none of that. And you got $55 billion to send over there, then that means you got $55 billion to spend right here, but you choose not to. So what's the angle? The angle is China ain't trading with the hood. China, no. China ain't trading with the hood. China's not the hood's number one, you know, trading partner, no matter what y'all might think about our black people. China not trading with the hood like that. China didn't move, you know, trading with Africa like that. So now you make that $55 billion over the next 3 years move. So you see how important we are to them still to this day in 2022. Do you see how important we are to them? Man, hey, if that don't open your eyes, man, I don't know what else can really hit you. If that don't open your eyes, ain't a lot that's going to be able to hit you right there. You just seen what went on all this time for these past couple of years. Everything that our country been going through. Oh, yeah, they're going to mention the stimulus and all that shit, squash that. That don't even matter in this conversation right here. $55 billion. Even after the stimulus, they got $55 billion to send to hell. Like we said, we already stated. Cool thing for Africa, man. The U.S., hey, man, for the shit that they did and being a part of, you got to make right on a lot of shit. So, hey, you got to pay your dues. So we had to pay our dues. Our country had to pay our dues on that. And I understand. But then we also got dues to pay right here in this country, right here where we are every single day, where we're going through everything every single day. Were we the guinea pigs for their plans, for their manipulation, their laws, their regulations, what they want us to do, what we can't do, what we're supposed to eat, how we're supposed to eat it, what's supposed to be in it, what ain't supposed to be in it, all of this every single day. You got communities, man, that don't even have decent libraries, decent mail offices. You don't even got decent post offices, right? They so caring about Africa. They so caring about Africa. $55 billion getting ready to go to Africa over the next 3 years. What if they put $55 billion into all the original black towns in America? What if they sent out money to all the black towns, the original black towns in our country, the first ones in the states? You can just say that. Just do the first ones in each state, the first all-black cities and towns in each state, $55 billion. Split that shit up. Send them some money. Hell, right here in Oklahoma, we got some of the state's first all-black towns right now that could use a lot of that money. But to get me to believe they give a damn about Africa, hell, no, sir. No, sir, I do not. I do not believe they care about Africa. I do not care. I do not believe they care about anything that got to do with Africa other than what they can use to get rich. Moving somebody else out to weaken them. It's moving somebody else out the way to weaken them so we don't lose the fight. And I understand that angle too. China swept in. Government said, oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have that. So we got to do something drastic. We got to make a move. It's chess. They done made a move on us. We got to make a move and jump back in the game. And I understand both sides of it. But again, to get me to believe the government ain't full of shit on this type of stuff right here and on a lot of other things, but particularly this right here, why ain't no money going to the all-black towns in the first all-black cities and towns in our own country? Where that money at? Where that funding at? Where that move at, Mr. Biden? You care about Africa? Y'all care about Africa that much? Y'all care about Africa that much? Well, dig this. It is a lot of their descendants right here in this country, right? It is a lot of people that got direct blood to Africans in Africa and the different countries and different places in Africa, right? So why you ain't sent that money to some of the first black towns and cities in our country right here? I mean, you said improving is essential. The infrastructure, right? Improving the infrastructure for Africa is essential to y'all vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kind of shock that we've seen in the past years. And I guarantee you, if you put that $55 billion into what I just said right here at home, it would be essential to your vision of building a stronger global economy that can better withstand the kinds of shock that we've seen in the past few years. They say you always got to take care of home first. They say you got to take care of home first. And we ain't took care of home first yet. We keep skipping over home first. We ain't took care of home first until we take care of home first, man. That type of shit right there don't impress me. Hey, man, you got to pay. You got to pay for your wrongs. You got to try to make right. That ain't even really what that's about. That right there was simply what it's about. China then moved up into trading with Africa, became the number one partner. We can't have that. We got to move in. $55 billion over the next 3 years. Boom, bam, bing. Just like that. Just like that, dog. Just like that. But you ain't sending no money to the historical black towns in our country, because you damn sure ain't sending nothing like that to no historical black towns in Oklahoma. You sure ain't sending no money to no historical black towns in Kansas. You ain't sending no money to no historical black colleges with $55 billion. You ain't sending $55 billion to the black colleges in America. In the historical black universities in America, you haven't seen $55 billion to their ass. So if you to really care, and like I said, it's a good thing. But come on, man, we all know that's what move that is. And that's a slap in our face, man. That's a slap in our face for you sending $55 billion to Africa over the next 3 years. To help with their infrastructure. But right here at home, you can't even spend $10 billion to help the black communities, the first black cities and black towns of our country, infrastructure. You can't send $55 billion to the black communities right here in your own country. Nah. Get me to believe it. That gotta happen. Until then. No, my friend. I can't believe it.
Fly when I was knee high, butt naked P.I. Yeah, I'm going in like a high dive, just to take your sky high, just to take care of my guys. We all doing high fives, man, I'm so alive. I can't even front, girl, you're turning me on. What y'all put in this punch, it is turning me on. Had a plug from the jump, who was turning me on. Now I got the juice, Yeah, we stepping like the reverend. My surf's insane. Then I turn when I heard come and swerve my lane. Used to be a good girl, but was cursed by pain. But I still put her down, baby, what's my name? It's the E to the C, D U double B L E, U P till infinity. It's just so much sense in me. We gon' see delivery because it's in the man. Yeah, I saw victory cause I was never scared. Man, fly when I was knee high, butt naked P.I. Yeah, I'm going in like a high dive, just to take it sky high, just to take care of my guys. We all doing high fives, man, I'm so alive. Yeah, we on, I can't even front, girl, you're turning me on. What y'all put in this punch, it is turning me on. Had a plug from the jump, who was turning me on. Now I got the juice, yeah, we on. We on now, turning me on. Was knee high, butt naked P.I. Yeah, I'm going in like a high dive, just to take it sky high, just to take care of my guys. We all doing high fives, man, I'm so alive. Yeah, we on.
The former president says that we have to model that code ourselves. The protests touching every part of the nation, all 50 states seeing some form of this call to action, a demand for justice.
Yo, I can't be silent no more. I gotta use my voice for the ones they taking. I ain't nothing like these guppies in a tank. When you ever seen a shark take the bait? When you ever seen a garden without snakes? But nothing comes easy, face what's in your face. Find your own space, free yourself from being slaves. They ain't giving freedom papers no more, you gotta escape. But I'm a warrior, the master of my fate. Anything worth winning has never been a race. It's a marathon, I carry on cause I'm very strong. They try to kill me, came back, got my Machiavelli on. We used to be scary, but now we get our scary on. They cap trying to find someone to blame this new era on. This the US, but who is us? The US just ain't about us. And all of us should be upset at the injustice. How we supposed to trust you and create a oneness? They want us to be silent cause they want this. They don't want us to rise up in numbers. Nah, but we about to get it popping. Cause the black lives matter while the bodies keep dropping. I think y'all running out of options. Cause until y'all stop killing us, we ain't gon' stop this. I hope they don't think that we done yet. We ain't stopping until God blow them trumpets. Yeah. Black man, black man. They tryna turn all your names to a hashtag. I said black queen, black queen. Don't worry about them, do your black thing. Black man, black man. They wanna turn all your names to a hashtag. Yeah. I said black queen, black queen. Don't worry about fuck it. Black man, wanna turn them to hashtags. They only think we good at hooping and rapping. We good at shooting too, but not just shooting bass. We ain't got masters no more, but they still controlling the masses. They just wanna send us to the foreigner to caskets. All we wanna do is get our money and live lavish. What we about to do is get a bag and drop the baggage. And what we about to do is get our people established. Hey, we taking it back with a handful. I'm going commando for Philando. Tamir Rice, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. I speak cause crooked police took their voice. I'm standing for Oscar Grant who ain't never had a chance. Nowadays I'm breathing cause they killed Sandra Bland. When justice is put in the power of the wrong hands, you giving us a reason to come and make our demands.
Break it down, eugenics, so you better listen up. No time for masquerades, we just took a clean cut. All the world is a jail, you just tryna learn yourself. Playing nice, but you tell me, navigating hell. You've been living on the edge of the edge of retribution. Drumming up a plan, do whatever's the solution. Strung out on the media, full of grand illusion. Heady full of old world, mental resolution. You're bothering the body, they hobby focusing on ya. be shaping your vision, division, television views. Yeah, this ain't a debate, now they want a civil war. Call it revolution and sell it to the poor. Indigenous agenda, descendants of the slaves, the innocence of children, meeting early graves. They trying to press rewind on the times when us losing our minds. They out of line, everything we do sublime. Yeah, I'm saying they know. Body look like a gallery, jacket paper on paper until we make an indent. I'm cutting the allergies, I'm increasing the calories. No more cooking with Valerie, I'ma double my weight. I'ma cutting from the system, all my people gotta listen, you listen. So we get the early access, you purchase with attention. Healing our community, expanding opportunities. The power in our unity when we align our sight. Releasing our communities, we crash up on our rights. Recognize your enemy, internalize the word. We're speaking in the background, quietly unheard. Young blood, you a warrior, never hear a slur. You're not here to pillow fight, go and get what you deserve. You a king, you a queen, redirect what you heard. Make it play, what you coming for, lies never blurred. Yeah, I'm saying they know.
You
say
no,
we
know the truth, the change lies in you.
Got a riot in your heart and a fist full of pain. Make it rain, we gon' never let them weaponize your name. Never let them weaponize your name.